Today on The Travel Guys.
Snakes on a plane? No, it's just a cat loose in the cockpit. Details next in the travel news.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. We take you to a Northern California animal preserve where we can stay and sleep among the beasts.
And today's special animal edition of The Travel Guys. You know, Calaveras County is home of a famous frog jumping contest. But there's a lot more to do there, and we've got a special guest just for you.
All that and more today on the Super Bowl pregame show right here on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I'm on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's another Sunday fun day here at the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM Newstalk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
It's no wonder you've been in radio so long. Because you come up with those Sunday fun day type things. Welcome to the pregame show of the Super Bowl.
You got it. Yeah, and for those of you who just don't care about the Super Bowl, you can stay with KFBK all afternoon long.
There's two East Coast teams playing in the Super Bowl. I don't know where.
Who cares?
They're from two large colonial cities back there.
It's usually just an excuse to snack and eat in a bunch of stuff.
And drink at
an off time of the day.
Watch commercials.
And you know what? I'm going to say this now. You're always allowed to have beverage and snacks while listening to the Travel Guys radio
show. Do you have plans for the Super Bowl this afternoon?
I do. In fact, it's not going to be at our house. It's at my future son-in-law's place in Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
I won't give the address because I know everybody would want to show up. But we're going to swoop down on Jer and Sarah's place, and he has one of those 3D TVs.
Oh my goodness!
So you know the ball, I expect it to come right out of the screen.
Probably the best Super Bowl party I've ever attended was my friend Terry Childress up in Lincoln. Up in the Lincoln area, who threw a party for our Toastmasters Club one year. And I'll tell you what, Terry had more food. Every room you went into, there was more. That's the thing about Super Bowl parties is that tends to be a lot of food. And people who don't even care about football all want to see the commercials.
Yep.
So this afternoon, and maybe you keep an eye on the commercials. I'll keep an eye on the commercials, and maybe we'll have a little talk next week about what you like the best.
There you go. And I don't even know what the halftime is.
Speaking of next week, I know we need to get to the news, but before we do, next week, very special Travel Guy show. First time you've encouraged me to do this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have an Ask the Expert program next week. We will take your telephone calls for practically the whole program, and you can ask us anything within reason, please, that you would like to know about travel, about selecting a hotel, about a destination, about airlines, about anything. Michael Downer from Sports Leisure Vacations will be here in the studio with us. Michael is our airside and independent travel side expert, and so we will endeavor to answer as many of your travel questions as we can. And by golly, if we can't answer them, we'll get an answer for you and get back to you and mention it the next week on the air, too.
And that will be a week from today, right here, right now, on
the Travel Guys. Did I mention prizes? People who ask the best questions will get prizes.
Wow. So there you go. Not just any old question, but the best question.
Post-Super Bowl questions. The week between after the Super Bowl is over, do you realize that they're going to be reporting for spring training next week? The catchers and the pitchers are going to report to spring training.
I had my first meeting with my buddies over at Raley Field and the River Cats just this past
week. Hope springs eternal. I just heard them talking on a radio station in the Bay Area that you used to work for, and they were talking about the Giants today, and I just thought to myself, yes, it's just around the corner. All right, we need to get going here. We could probably waste the whole hour.
Okay, let's fire up the news music, the Mark Hoffman Trio, and Mark, what's new in travel news?
Well, consumers thought that they were going to get a real break because new airfare advertising rules, which took effect, by the way, last week, were going to force airlines to stop being deceptive in the way that they price tickets in their advertising. They were going to have to include all of the taxes and all of the fees and all of the everything. And lo and behold, it took American Airlines 2 days. And Tom, you can see the computer screens that we're talking about here.
I'm looking at this screen. It tells me that according to, I'm sure how the ad's going to read, fly to Germany for $65.
That's exactly right. You can get all the way to Germany for $65, except that to come back from Germany is going to cost you 10 times that much. Now, which I might add is still a good fare, it's an off-season fare. But the total flight cost is $699. Again, it's not a terrible price, but it's not anything close to the $65 that you see on that one screen there, and that if you doubled it and you said, well, gee, I could fly all the way to Europe for $130, wrong.
Yeah, $634 to get back.
And so what's going on here? An American Airlines spokesperson offered this explanation in an email. He says, the fare imbalance is a result of our now listing round-trip fares as the sum of two or more legs. So, yes, there will be a difference in fares based on what's available on any given day. In the case you mentioned, likely we had matched the fare sale on the outbound leg of travel, and it was available, but no similar fare was available on the return leg. It's all a function of competition, consumer demand, and available fares. And if you understand any of that, I would appreciate it if you would call me and or send me an email and explain it. That is just gibberish. We're a little skeptical here. No, so far, no other U.S. major airline has decided to break up their fares this way. The other guys are kind of playing by the rules. The discount carriers are not very happy. Spirit, Southwest, and AirTran, which is now owned by Southwest, weren't real happy because they were already divulging how they were goosing their customers.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that, you know, a rule that required the other guys to be on the same level playing field wasn't quite as a good idea for them. We'll keep an eye on this and let you know. But for now, what we thought was going to be an all clear on airline pricing has not turned out to quite look that way. Disneyland is changing their dress code. The Disney look, which is a dress code that dates back to the park's opening in 1955, is getting an update next week. Employees in Disney's theme parks in Orlando and Anaheim are going to be allowed to sport beards and goatees as long as they create an overall neat, polished, and professional look, and the facial hair is no more than a quarter inch long. Do you remember Walt Disney himself had a mustache?
Yes, he did.
But he didn't allow his employees to have facial hair.
Still neutral polish on your nails, and your nails no more than one quarter of an inch beyond the fingertips for women or the tip of the finger for men.
And it's only recently that Disney has started to allow employees to wear, males to wear untucked camp-style shirts. That means, you know, the shirts that are designed to be not tucked in. And women employees could sport bare legs instead of pantyhose. So Disney is coming into the modern era.
I still can't wait. I will not get hired with my tongue ring, though.
But you, no, I...
I don't. No, I don't have that.
But really and truly, I have to say, you could eat off the sidewalks at Disneyland most of the time, and I have no doubt that over the years, many people have made the decision to go to Disneyland because they know it is a top quality experience for their family.
And the reason for that is a lot of people's children do exactly that.
You can also hire a tremendous number of janitors at $85 a ticket to clean the place. Okay, finally, a little bit less serious story to close out the news here. Kitty chaos in the cockpit. Frisky feline forces flight delay. You try and say that.
Frisky feline.
Forces flight. Yeah, exactly. It looks like Saturday Night Live's Toonces the Driving Cat has taken to the skies trying to make it take over the cockpit on an Air Canada flight from Halifax to Toronto. According to CBC News, another passenger accidentally opened the cat's carrier while trying to put luggage in the overhead bin, and the feline, real name Ripples, promptly made a break for the cockpit. The panicked kitty somehow squeezed her way inside the cockpit, where she hid among the wires and navigational instruments. Apparently, the cat found the inside of the plane to be more comfortable than the overhead luggage bin and perhaps an economy class seat, and could not be convinced to come out. The flight had to be delayed for 4 hours while workers took apart sections of the cockpit to free the cat and check the wiring for damage. Luckily, Ripples the cat was corralled safely and even allowed to remain on the flight back in the carrier, of course, with her owner. Ripples had no comment.
There you go. And you know one, that no rats in the cockpit as a result of that either.
We are the Travel Guys, and we come out, we clear out the name bag, we get you an update from Holloway Travel Outfitters, and have more craziness in the back half of the program. We're talking about fun things to do in Calaveras County.
All that and more right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I tell you, you know.
Good morning, Travel Outfitters in Peking Lake. Can I help you?
Hi there. This is Tom and Mark from the Travel Guys. Is this John Holloway?
Are we on air?
Hey, no.
Matter of fact, we are, John.
Yes.
We are on the air, and we're calling to find out what's hot and what's not at Holloway Travel Outfitters.
All right. Everything's hot, man. It's going to be a good 2012, so... We got a lot of great suggestions.
You're dumping some luggage there, and it looks like some pretty good stuff.
What's hot, John? What are people buying these days? What are they like?
Well, we've got an organizer, and it's just funny about some of the marketing we've done. You know, they say all of us, all these business experts say, get on YouTube and Facebook and so on. And the most effective thing we've had is putting out YouTube videos of our packing. And in this packing video, we have a short one and a long one available, but we show our hanging organizer from Bagolini, and we have another one from Kerrywright. And that thing stores all the kind of miscellaneous things in your bag that you can never find.
Can you actually say Bagolini on the radio?
I was just wondering.
I just wanted to check it. So you've got stuff. I mean, now, see, I'm a traveler. I've got a little Toomey. A briefcase that is specifically designed to fit into the overhead of a small regional jet, but that's another story. But those of us who are on the road all the time have all of us have at least one and usually two of these organizer type things. So if you, especially if you have somebody in your life who is one of these folks, who is a road warrior, travels a lot, and needs to be organized, then you might, a little trip by John's store might find, you might find the perfect anniversary, birthday, Valentine's Day type gift for your traveler in the world. And, you know, the best, I'm just going to say something here, Tom. Best thing about Holloway is, he was talking about the brick and mortar thing, John was. Well, it's, you know, people talk about how Amazon is eating Best Buy's lunch because Best Buy has become Amazon's showroom because people go and they look at the stuff at Best Buy and then
right.
they go buy it at Amazon. Well, John is his own showroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and look at the stuff at John's place and then you can go home and think about it for a while. You can do your shopping. You can go right to his website online. You don't have to go back to the store. You can buy the stuff and it'll show up at your house in a couple of days.
There you go, packinglight.com or packinglight.net.
John, thank you for taking a few minutes of your time and on the radio today since you didn't know that we were going to just pick up the phone and call you and ask you what was going on at your shop. But we thought that was a good way to get an honest opinion. Holloway Travel Outfitters is open 7 days a week. They're on Fulton Avenue between Hurley and Northrop, and you can find them on the web at packinglight.net.com. Just about anything, almost, right, John?
You bet. Hey, we're open for business. Appreciate the talking with you guys this morning.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, John. You be well. Welcome back. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman, along with Tom Romano, the famous host of the afternoon program on 93.1.
That's right. Classic 93.1. Classic
music
hits of
the
70s and
80s. 30s, 40s. Oh, no.
No, 70s and 80s, folks.
Very good music, I might add. I was listening to it this week.
You're a big fan of the 70s and 80s. That's right out of your era.
70s music is my stuff. That was when I was... When I was growing up.
A big America fan,
oh,
I know that.
Oh, Seals and Crofts, bubblegum music. Remember last week we were talking about, we were looking on the web and I showed you, I had stayed at the Miami Airport, Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how in the description of the, right on the hotel's website, it says stay at our luxurious four diamond AAA resort. They use those specific words. The AAA rating is specifically below it, right below that sentence, showed that it was a three diamond rated
yes, it did.
Resort, which, you know, we thought was kind of interesting. So, Tom, I got this in my email this week. This is a promotion from New York City. They
mm-hmm.
frequently send them
I
out.
I can see that. It
and
says
New York Restaurant Week.
Right, New York Restaurant Week.
And the interesting thing about New York Restaurant Week is that there are only 2 weeks left. Book your table now.
Absolutely.
Apparently,
why not?
Apparently, New York Restaurant Week has become so popular, it's now New York Restaurant Month.
Week. Yeah, okay.
But it's only called New York Restaurant Week, so I thought it was interesting that you only had 2 weeks left to book your table for a promotion that only starts 1 week while you're staying in your three-diamond or four-diamond hotel.
Well, you know, one of the things we always like to do here on the Travel Guys is give you lists. Mark is the list guy. the top this and the list of that.
Yeah,
Mark, what do we have today?
Well, you can go to travelguysradio.com and you can see this entire list, this list in its entirety probably would be a more professional way to say it. 45 places to go in 2012. Now, the New York Times came up with this list, and the list is very extensive. And to me, when I started looking down the list, I see, well, number one, Panama. Okay, that's interesting. They say go for the canal, stay for everything else. Certainly, that's Panama Canal. They're expanding it. It's very interesting. Helsinki, Finland. Scandinavia, beautiful countries, incredible sightseeing. And in Finland, you can go up to reindeer country, to Lapland, and so it's got an extra dimension. No disagreement. Myanmar, another wonderful new emerging destination. London, the host of the Olympics this summer, is number four. And then we get to number five. On the New York Times list of 45 places to go to in 2012.
And where would be the number five place to go, according to the New York Times, in 2012?
Oakland, California.
And a hush fell over the crowd.
And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world? And you read on, and it says, new restaurants and bars beckon among the grit. Tensions have cooled since violence erupted.
Among the what? The grit?
Among the grit, yes. Tensions have cooled since violence erupted at the recent Occupy Oakland protests. As recently as last weekend. But the city's revitalized nightlife scene has continued to smolder. Not sure that that's a great word. The historic Fox Theater reopened in 2009. Of course, the Paramount Theater is in downtown Oakland. That's a beautiful venue. And so they're just talking about the fact. And you know what? I was in downtown Oakland last October to take folks down for an evening. And I have to say, it at least in the area I was in, the theater and entertainment district downtown, it did seem kind of vibrant and
something to think about.
And I'm guessing that restaurant prices in Oakland, as opposed to restaurant prices in San Francisco, parking prices, theater ticket prices, all of those things in Oakland are going to be significantly less. So they're off. I'm guessing people from Sacramento are probably not getting a hotel in Oakland for the night, but perhaps folks from who are up in Auburn or somebody listening to us from far away places, if they were looking for a hotel, you can bet the price of a hotel in Oakland would be less than San Francisco.
Well, there you go. So number five on the New York Times top 45 list.
And the next California destination to pick up is San Diego at number 14. So Oakland ranked 9 spots higher than San Diego on this list that includes places like the top 10 is Tokyo, Tanzania, the Chilean Patagonia, Tibet, Havana, Cuba. There's an emerging destination that I'm sure folks are going to be going to as restrictions are last. Moscow, Glasgow. But Oakland, number five on our list of top places.
The entire list available at TravelGuysRadio.com. Check it out.
That's it. Let us remind you, next week here on the Travel Guys, our first ever Ask the Travel Expert program. Lots of prizes. If you have a question about travel, hang on to it for a week, or you can send it to us at TravelGuysRadio.com, and if we use your question on the air next week, we will send you a prize. We are the Travel Guys right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. What's the name of that other station?
FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. You know, no matter how hard we try to stay in shape and do the right thing at any age, we end up with some aches and pains. Sometimes it's a sports injury or an injury from lifting something the wrong way, or perhaps an accident of some kind. Well, here's the deal. You don't have to live with pain or take a lot of drugs to get rid of it. Look, this is Tom Romano, and I've been down that road, and I've found a solution, and her name is Dr. Heather Dane. Yes, I'm talking about my chiropractor, Dr. Heather Dane. Friends, the relief I've gotten for back and neck pain, even wrist and elbow pain, is phenomenal. The thing is, she's like a family friend. Heather's a great listener, and she always has some super advice on how to stay pain-free. Look, if you're living with pain, stop it. Call Heather and schedule a free appointment and find out what she can do for you. You tell her that Tom Romano told you to call. Not only is she my chiropractor, but my wife, both daughters, parents, nephews, many friends, see Dr. Heather Dane Chiropractor. Why? Because she's like a miracle worker. Here's her number, 916-488-0202. Write that down, 916-488-0202. Or visit DaneChiropractic.com. and start living pain-free. You're listening to something that's better than the pregame to the Super Bowl. It's the Travel Guys and Entertainment right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Isn't that interesting, Tom, how they arranged the Super Bowl to start just 30 minutes after our program ends? I thought that was very courteous of them.
And let's face it, I mean, this is by far way more entertaining than all of that, especially here in Northern California, since the 49ers are not in it. I can tell you, all of my family and friends, we're only going to be interested in the halftime and the commercials.
The Super Bowl commercials. We have something better than that. We have something leading up to the Warriors on the gridiron,
yes,
and the battle on the gridiron. We have something that's a little animalistic here for you on the Travel Guys this afternoon. Have you ever heard, Thomas, of a place called the B. Bryan Preserve in Point Arena?
Not until this very moment.
Ah, okay. Well, then we have on the phone with us a wonderful lady, Judy Mello, from the B. Bryan Preserve in Point Arena. Hi, Judy.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the Travel Guys today to tell us about this animal kingdom of yours.
Okay.
You're in Point Arena?
So, yes, we're in Point Arena, which is right on the wonderful coast of Northern California. We have 110 acres of, I guess it looks kind of like an African safari, the terrain does.
Now, how long have you been there?
So we moved, my husband and I moved from Mississippi. That's not an in Mississippi we call an LA accent.
I was just going to say that doesn't sound like a California accent there.
So we moved here in late 2005, brought 11 of our African antelope with us, and today we have close to 70 animals, three different types of African antelope and three different types of zebra.
Now, wait a minute. Are you the people that movie was made after? We bought a zoo that came out at Christmas time.
Where no, these, that wasn't us.
The
that
people us. Bought some property, and they found out that there was a wild animal zoo on the property, and they became zoo owners. So it almost sounds like that. Now, these animals that you brought to Point Arena for the B. Bryan Preserve, now, you say you brought them. Where were they? Did you have a similar kind of thing there at in Mississippi?
Well, no, we just we're taking care of some African animals for some people on the weekends because my husband and I still had real jobs.
Okay.
And he went to West Texas, where you can still buy these animals, came home and said, "Honey, I bought some sable antelope." And that was the start of kind of madness.
What a great story!
I know.
Is.
Can you imagine it at dinner time? Say, look, before we eat dinner, could you go out and feed the elephants? And make sure. Did you feed the elephants
today? Honey, come to the front door. I want to show you what I bought you today. What I brought home from my latest business.
We digress.
Your husband is from Northern California originally. Is that right?
Yes, he is. He's from the Manteca area.
Okay, so you already knew a little bit about this, but up the area up by Point Arena doesn't strike me as a place that would. That would imitate the African terrain, but apparently you've made that work for you.
Yes, we have actually. Our animals originated, the species originated from southern and eastern Africa, which is not really that much different than what we have in Northern California.
Now, when folks come to the preserve, there are a couple of options. They can do a tour there. And is
correct.
Is that? I mean, are they just walking around with the animals? The animals are.
No, so we have 110 acres, and all of the animals are housed in large pastures. So some of the pastures are 40 acres, some are 7 acres, so we try to give them a lot of space. We have people come for late afternoon feeding tours only. We're not open every day to the public. It's by reservation only. And we take a tour in an open-air Land Rover, and we drive around. And the guests get to really see the animals up close because that's why we do it at feeding time. And we kind of give – our whole thing is about education, so we want to be there to talk about the plight of a lot of these different animals and their behaviors and some different fun facts about the animals.
We're talking with Judy Mello. Judy is from the B. Bryan Preserve. Her and her husband run this really interesting animal preserve up in the Point Arena area that is open by reservation to the public for tours. And Judy, also, there's another opportunity for folks who want to visit you there.
Correct. So so that my husband wouldn't get bored and I can get him out of my hair, he started building some cottages on our pond. So the cottages are all made out of reclaimed hardwood. They're solar heat and hot water. We're trying to be green, but we're a little chartreuse right now. But they're two-bedroom, gorgeous-looking places, and when you come stay in the cottages, you can also do the tours.
I'm looking at the website, and by the way, if you're driving around in your automobile right now, you can go to travelguysradio.com when you get the opportunity. Just remember, travelguysradio.com will take you to the link to the Bryan Preserve, and the cottages look absolutely delightful.
They do now. Now, I'm looking at these beautiful cottages. When you step out on your balcony of the cottage, will you have the opportunity to actually see some of the animals close by?
Yes, sometimes we let our zebra kind of free range, so guests shouldn't be alarmed if they walk out on the porch and there's a zebra drinking water out of the pond.
So at nighttime when you hear a sound outside your door, you instead of saying is that a squirrel? No, that's the zebra.
That's the zebra.
That would be correct.
There you go.
And you told me, Judy, in by email that you guys had a fun phrase for folks who wander over to your area in the summertime from the Central Valley.
That's right, because we get a lot of people from your area, your listening area, that come over in the summertime, and we started calling them beat the heaters because they were always complaining about how hot it was in the Sacramento Valley, and then they would come over here and it would be nice and cool.
That's great.
Now,
like
I'm
it.
And I'm looking, we'll invite folks again to go to travelguysradio.com, and we've linked your website to ours so that they can look at things, but really the accommodations here, even in the summertime, are not much more than what you would pay to stay in a nice hotel. Imagine, Tom, being able to stay in the middle of an animal preserve. Like, what? Who visits you? Is this a family type thing, or who are your folks who spend the night?
We get a lot of families that come for the tours, but a lot of the people that come spend the night are couples because the cottages are really nice and romantic. They have private hot tubs right out on the overlooking the pond. They all have small kitchens in them, and we have a lot of hens that are gracious enough to give everybody eggs if they are so inclined to cook. So it's a little mixture of both.
This condo comes with its very own farmyard animals.
Yeah. I have to ask this question. I have one daughter who has not picked her wedding venue yet. Do you guys do weddings there?
We haven't started yet, but we'd sure like to try one out. So give me a call.
There you go. We just might have to think. We might have to work something out.
Judy, I really want to thank you for your time today. I just think this is really fascinating. I knew nothing about it. And so we have some other safari parks, around the country and stuff like that. But this is really fascinating. Congratulations to you and your husband. It sounds like it's a kind of a hobby and a labor of love at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Boy,
yes,
this looks like probably in regards, a lot of zoos are challenged by space. It appears this one is not.
That is correct. That's what we pride ourselves on.
It is the B. Bryan Preserve. It is in Point Arena, California. If you're not familiar with geography, it's a couple hours north of San Francisco, so it's probably about a three-hour drive from Sacramento. It's a little closer if you were a bird, but if to take the roads, it'll take you about 3 hours to get over there. But something that you might want to check out, the B. Bryan Preserve. Judy Mello and her husband Frank are running it, and if you go to travelguysradio.com, we'll show you how you can find out how you can spend the night with the animals, or you can just go over and have a tour in the afternoon. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy. And then for all you beat the heaters out there, don't forget where this place is. All right, close to the coast. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
This is your Sports Leisure Vacations update for this Sunday here on the Travel Guys. Our new current list of upcoming tours and trips is available at sportsleisure.com, or you can give us a call at 361-TOUR. We offer a complimentary 6-month travel club membership. If you would like to check out what Sports Leisure Vacations has to offer, if you are a single female traveler or a mature traveler, you probably will enjoy some of our trips. Here is just a sample of some of the things we have coming up. Day trips to see Jonathan Winters and friends or Marvin Hamlisch at the Gallo Center. We have a trip to see South Pacific, Spring Trip, A Day on the Napa Valley Wine Train, The Music of Johnny Cash up in Sonora, Les Miserables, Beach Blanket Babylon, and War Horse, all coming to San Francisco. Or for extended vacations, how about a trip to La Jolla? Go with me to Cape Cod in June and stay on Nantucket Island. The U.S. Olympics Gymnastics Trials are coming to San Jose in June. We can take you to the Oregon coast, to Washington State this summer, Catalina Island, even a trip on the historic National Road. Check us out at sportsleisure.com or give us a call at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Your two lucky Sports Leisure travel listeners for today are Virginia Amick and Betty Kobata. Virginia Amick and Betty Kobata, you have until the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure office and claim $100 in travel cash if you or some of your friends are listening today. And the secret employee code for today is onion.
Again, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman there, Tom Romano here. Mark, when I say Calaveras County, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
The frogs.
Mine is
Mark Twain and the Frogs.
There you go, the jumping frogs of Calaveras County. And mine is the Mountaineer concerts from the 70s.
You grew up in Modesto.
That's right.
So Calaveras County is just a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, you could be in the mountains in 45 minutes from Modesto.
Let's find out what Lisa Mayo from the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, what comes to her mind first. Lisa?
Hi. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind about Calaveras County is fun. It is a fun place to visit.
I think I would agree with you about that. You not only do you have a touch of the gold country and the history that goes along with it, you've got the kind of a gateway to the Sierras there, and you've got the big trees, and you've got the jumping frogs, and so there's history galore in Calaveras County.
There is so much history, and that's one of the really fun things about the county. We actually have 42 historical landmarks in the county. I believe it's the most of any county in California. And so that in and of itself makes for a fun little trek to move around the county and look at all the history.
So, Lisa, if you had a family in Sacramento and you were looking to get away for the day and you were saying, this Calaveras County, okay, that's the one below Amador. You know, well, if you were driving from Sacramento, you have a choice of heading south on Highway 99 and then heading in from the east, or you can take historic Highway 49, which is going to take you right into the heart of Calaveras County. Give us some ideas of some things that folks might like to do if they were headed up to Calaveras County for the day.
Well, there is so much. Now, a family might enjoy our caverns. We have three different caverns in the area, and you can take walking tours of the caverns. You can also, at one of them, you can actually do a zip line, and they have twin zip lines. So,
now, is this inside the cavern or outside the cavern?
Outside the cavern. Good question. It gets asked a lot. Maybe someday there will be one inside. There's a climbing wall. There's all kinds of adventures to be had within the whole cavern experience. And one of the really neat things with Sierra Nevada Recreation, they actually operate three of the caverns in the area. They offer a great deal for birthdays. If it's your birthday and it has to be on that day, you can have a free walk tour or a free zip or a free rappel into the cavern. So that makes it a really worthwhile day to come and visit Calaveras County.
You know, things have really changed, Tom, because in the old days when you wanted to rappel someone into the cavern, that just made you walked over and pushed them in the hole. So what does rappel into the cavern mean now?
Well, that means that you get all hooked up with all the gear. You have a little training session on how to maneuver the rope.
And then they push you into the hole.
And then... Somewhat,
you slide down the rope.
they encourage you.
These are big caverns. You know, it sounds to me like there's a lot of different types of caverning. I know this is big up in Calaveras. I have friends who do this. And depending on your degree of expertise and how much thrill you want to go, you can either walk it or repel it.
Well, and the nice thing, Lisa can vouch for this, is that there are several different – the caverns are kind of on different levels. Some of them are more accessible, less accessible. And so depending on, like you said, if you were somebody who really had a lot of mobility or somebody who had a limited amount of mobility, you could still go and enjoy at least one of these.
That's exactly right. In fact, California Cavern is more of a horizontal cavern, the most horizontal one we have, meaning that you're not going to be going up and down – lots of steps.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be, you know, crouching down a little bit here and there, but it's very accessible for kids or people that might have trouble walking normally.
Now, we alluded a little bit to the big trees earlier, and to me, that probably is one of the best day trip destinations from Sacramento. That combines, I'm talking about Calaveras Big Trees State Park up on Highway 4, and which is up in the mountains, but not too high up in the mountains, that you can go in the spring or the summertime. And not only can you – what a wonderful place to take a family, because you could – the kids could – they can play they all over the place. And plus there's the educational aspect of here are these giant trees and of being introduce your children to the idea of giant sequoia redwood trees and the forest and all that stuff. And there's some wonderful educational facilities there. It really is a great place to be able to spend a few hours and take a drive up. You could stop for ice cream in Angel's Camp. You writing all this down, Lisa?
I was going to say, Mark, are you with the Calaveras County
Visitors
Bureau?
I've been doing this for a
while. I know, you might want to hire him.
We're with Lisa May of Calaveras County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, I know events, big there in your area. Give me a little calendar of events coming up in the near future.
Well, our next really big event that we have coming up is Murphy's Irish Day. And this year, Irish Day is on March 17th, which is actually St. Patrick's Day. So double celebration there. And what that
is Tom, what this before Lisa goes any further, what this is an excuse for the people who live in the little town of Murphy's and anywhere nearby to get extremely – well, never mind. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, you are onto something there.
Murphy's is one of my – before we go any further, Murphy's, which is on the way to the big trees we just mentioned, is one of my favorite places in California. I mean, any place that paints shamrocks on the street,
that's right,
has to be. When it comes to St. Patrick's Day, I can't imagine a better place to be.
It is a really fun place, and a really fun thing about Murphy's Irish Day is whether it's I've been there when it's raining, I've been there when it's snowing, and I've been there when it's been 75 degrees out, and every time it's a blast. The rain and snow does not hamper the festivities.
So it's on a weekend this year, it sounds like.
So it's on a weekend. It's on a Saturday. It starts with a parade at 11 o'clock.
Oh, the Murphy's Hotel is going to be jumping that weekend.
The Murphy's Hotel is quite popular that day. It's popular year-round, but that day it's extra popular with its green beer and all the celebrations going on there.
Have you ever had green beer, Tom?
I have. Oh, on St. Patrick's Day.
One of our wineries, actually, Irish Vineyards, produces a green wine.
Wow, I've never had that.
And, of course, you have Ironstone Vineyards up there, too,
yes,
which has concerts in the summertime.
They have amazing concerts during the summer, and, man, what a way to spend a summer evening.
You've got Pops in the Pines, which is further up the hill there, up towards Arnold.
Yes, in the Bear Valley area.
Tom, I may just move to Calaveras County. Hey. There's way more to do there than there is here.
And, ladies, there is a girls' night out up there at Ironstone Vineyard. Check the calendar for that as well.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know it.
It looks like there's
I gave away tickets just this past week on my Classic 93.1 radio show to see the Spinners that were up there in Jackson Rancheria, which is in Calaveras County.
Tom has two daughters getting married this year.
And so I see on
Vineyards would be a wonderful place, Tom, to bankrupt you.
Yes, I noticed right here on their website that there is a picture of a bride and groom, and it says weddings.
It would be a special place to.
My oldest hasn't selected her destination yet. We're going to have to look into this.
Well, there you go. Have her give us a call. We'll get her lined up to the right people.
So, Lisa, we should remind our listeners that if they go to travelguysradio.com, that we will have links to both your website, and your phone number up there. And you mentioned that you have a discount card for visitors that come to Calaveras County.
We do. We have a VIP card, and what it does is it gives visitors discounts at over 60 of our member partner businesses. So there's a lot of value in that little card, and you can just put it on your keychain, and we're happy to send that out ahead of time to your listeners if they want to give us a call or email us. We'd be happy to send that out. Normally we have people come into the visitor center and pick it up there, but if they want to pre-plan and scope out where they want to go, we'll send it right out ahead of time.
So if you go to travelguysradio.com and you follow the link and you send an email to Lisa and you say, hey, you know, I was listening to you on the radio and I want that discount card you were talking about, why, you'll send them one.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll put a link up for you up there. And I give you my five-star endorsement, Lisa. We have been taking our travelers to Calaveras County for decades, literally. And we even took folks to the Jumping Frog Contest one year, which tends to be a little bit of a zoo. But if you've never been there and you've always wanted to go, I highly recommend it to people because it is a lot of small-town fun, and it is a wonderful tradition. It's been corrupted a little bit over the years, but it still maintains the basic concept. Lisa, lots to do in Calaveras County. Thanks for joining us. Please come back again someday when you have something special going on up there and let us know about it.
I would love to. Thanks for having me.
All right. Lisa Mayo, the Executive Director of the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, joining us here on the Travel Guys.
Well, it's been a super fun day Sunday here on the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. But next week it's going to be equally as exciting because we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to let you ask the expert. Mark, what are we going to do?
We're going to have Michael Downer from the Sports Leisure Vacation staff here. Michael specializes in independent travel to all kinds of exotic places. I have a little bit of history myself in a lot of particularly domestic destinations. We think we can answer some of your questions, so you can try to stump the expert with your travel questions, and those who ask the best questions will receive a prize. And if you like, you can ask your question in advance by going to travelguysradio.com, send us a question, and if we use your question on the air next week, we will automatically send you a prize. How easy is that?
And remember, everything we talk about on the radio program here can be seen and clicked to by way of going to travelguysradio.com anytime you like, as well as podcasts of this radio show and past shows can be found there as well.
We are the Travel Guys. The Super Bowl is coming up in just...